This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome. It's May 21st, 2022, to the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. That is Radio Law Talk with myself, Frederick Penny, Denise Dirks, my co-host, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You want to call in, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. Remember, we're not giving legal advice, seek counsel. We're just talking about general topics of law, and we are going through some really interesting things, throwing some spin on it as lawyers, not as lawyers, but as, I'm going to say radio hosts, but Denise Dirks and I are both attorneys, barred in California, and I am also barred in Washington, D.C., and then Todd Kuhnen is not with us today. Doggone guy had to work. He had a trial. He's got a homicide trial coming up on Monday. That's what we say. That's why this is the greatest show, is we're really working attorneys day in and day out in different aspects and different parts of our lives. Let's face it. My firm has gotten to the point where I don't see the courtroom as much as I used to. I wish I did, but you know, I'm just busy. Denise, I know, sees the courtroom a lot, and so does Todd. Luckily Cal does not see the courtroom, or he's in trouble.
Thank goodness. Yes. Yeah.
But we're going to finish talking about Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial, the Amber Heard's witnesses this past week. We're going to discuss, we'll finish up on those. We're going to talk about Happy the Elephant is suing. You're gonna die when you hear about this.
His documents are in his trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, stop it.
That was not okay. Good.
Sorry.
Think about parents suing their daughter-in-law and their son. And we're going to talk to you about what they're suing for and on what grounds. Denise Dirks is going to talk about Kurt Busch's divorce. He's filing. We got Disney and the Florida's latest and a guy named Billy McFarlane. You probably don't remember who he is. We're going to talk about that. It's an interesting one. But the reason why people come here, Cal, and the reason they do this is so you try to stump Denise and I. Denise, the one that has just learned that Rhode Island is a state, put through case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Her name was Elizabeth, or everyone thought it was. She was a dentist, or everyone thought she was. By all accounts, her competency was good to excellent. She did good work. But Petite Room Jar, also known as Elizabeth, had a problem. It was not her education. She was educated at one of Pakistan's finest dental schools, the Institute of Oral Health Sciences in Karachi. Now she's in California, San Jose. Her family immigrated to there. And Petite, or Elizabeth, whichever, wanted to go to work. Housing there is very expensive, so she went to one of those discount dental clinics and applied at a time when they were very short-handed. They had her take a practical exam and hired her as a temp on the spot, not even a criminal background check. After 2 years, Petite opened up her own practice. Every piece of paperwork she filled out, she used a borrowed license number, which worked out okay until an attorney patient, Steve Gibbon, ran a commercially available background check on her. Elizabeth Roomjar did not exist anywhere. So the attorney decided to hire someone to hack into her office computer, get a list of her patients, inform them, and try to find a lawsuit against her on their behalf. But there was a problem. The story takes another twist. One of the patients, a plumber named Rod Finney, asked the lawyer when he sent the group email, "How did you get my patient information?" The attorney was slow to respond, and Rod went to his attorney and said, "This isn't right. I like my dentist. This person is messing the whole thing up, and he stole my identity." So Rod asked his lawyer if he and the other compromised patients might have a case or no case, against Attorney Gibbon for identity theft and other violations of, like, the HIPAA law, for example. And that is our scenario for case Or no case. So, Denise, you started. Fred, you get to go first.
That's
this time.
Great, what do you think? Thank you, Cal.
Sure.
This is a really good scenario situation, and it is very interesting that Elizabeth was probably a good dentist in Pakistan. And, yes, you have to get a license here in whatever state you're in. And this sounds – I'm going to say it's a case – and it sounds interesting, and that's the first thing you said is the lawyer hacked into the computer and got the patient's name and called them or got in touch with them and it said, do you want to bring a lawsuit, like a class action lawsuit? There's HIPAA rules. You can't necessarily get into the patient's files and look at them. That's the first thing I said to myself. That's maybe a violation of the HIPAA laws. Do I believe they sued the lawyer? Can they sue the lawyer? I'm trying to think if there was a lawsuit against the lawyer, discipline, if that's the case, that he intentionally hacked in to a system and took people's information without their personal and private medical information without them agreeing to it under HIPAA. But that just seems too logical and straightforward.
But what about identity theft? I mean, my thought was identity theft. When I was reading on this, I thought,
I don't know. I'm going to say it's a case, and the lawyer, Gibbons, gets sued, and it's, either the Gibbons pays out, it's settled out of court. It doesn't go to trial, but it settles out of court.
All right. Denise, what do you think about our case or no case setup here?
Well, this could be a very good scenario because I actually had a former client who was a dentist in India and had been fully trained. But when she came here, she couldn't be a dentist. She had to go back to dental school, complete it before she could act as a dentist, which was her preferred trade.
So there's like an hours requirement besides the training, something like that.
Oh, it's what you do
correctly.
Practicum, I guess is
That's
kind of what it is.
Right.
And so, but she has since completed that, and she is operating as a full-on dentist now, which is exciting. But could it be possible that somebody could be a dentist in another country, come here, borrow a license from somebody, and not get caught for a period of time? And then the scenario of then the attorney hacking into the computer and getting the names of the patients, not only did he violate HIPAA laws, but if he stole their identities to use them as class action plaintiffs, then that is also a crime. So the attorney would really be in a lot of trouble.
I'm sorry, I left something out. He said he did that. He was acting as a whistleblower and was therefore protected.
You just took away my steam.
Oh,
because I was going to say that he could say, I was acting as a private attorney general, which is a concept to where he can do that type of thing and then expose that problem, which would be considered a public nuisance, having a non-licensed dentist practicing, right?
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I was thinking, too. But I think this is a scenario, and it's not a case.
Hmm.
I just don't believe that. It's too disconnected between him wanting to go after the dentist. He didn't need to get in to find out the other patients and stuff like that. And unless he was just a really corrupt lawyer, I don't think he would have done that. So I'm going to say scenario, not a case.
But he was, wasn't he a patient there,
yes.
Lawyer?
Yep.
So he could have, he probably had an inside scoop. That's why. But I think the good thing about this, Denise, is one of us is going to get points for sure. So, we got to find out whether or not this is true or not when we come back from the break. Again, Elizabeth the dentist that did not have a license was using a fake license, and whether or not an attorney that was a patient hacked into her computer. Is Cal pulling our leg, or is this a real case and Fred Penny's going to get points? We'll be back after this.
I like your optimism there, Fred, and stay tuned. The end. Our case or no case scenario is coming up after we take our break here, first one of this hour. More Radio Law Talk is coming right up. All we ask that you do is stay tuned because we have a lot more stuff coming up for you. Hold on.
Remember, Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast. Radio Law Talk. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions
opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is flown due.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Where's Todd?
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Back, Cal, to see whether or not Denise, who said this is a scenario and not a case, and I said this is a case. This is the Elizabeth, the dentist, that did not have a license, but in Pakistan was apparently a good dentist, and the whistleblower attorney that was her patient decided to allegedly hack into her computer system and get patients' names and call them to see if they wanted to join in class action suit. And I say this is a case, and it's settled, and it never went to trial. Denise says it's a scenario. Cal.
So, Denise, you said no case. Is that correct?
Correct.
And, Fred, you said case. Correct.
Case,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, well, Denise, this is for you.
Denise, that's two in a row, no case.
Made it up. Sorry.
Wow. It was a little bit crazy with the lawyer doing that. Are you trying to rip on lawyers? Is that what you're trying to do, Cal?
No, actually, I'll tell you the background for this.
Yeah.
I have my brother married a woman from Germany, and her father got out of Germany just at the end of World War II, and he was a practicing dentist. Came to the United States, never got to practice dentistry, ended up being a dental technician, because first off, he was an enemy of, a potential foreign combatant, so they wouldn't let him do this. And I thought, well, that would make an interesting case. And then I thought, if I just do that, it's too easy. So then what? My mind's always looking for alternatives. So anyway, that is case
Denise,
and no case.
Good job.
Denise, way to go.
Yay.
Super Denise.
Next hour, the story of Lyle and another guy. I won't really give you too much. But anyway, it's coming up next hour.
Cal, is that one fake like the last two or not? Can you tell us that?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. We're back to Amber Heard's people that she's putting on the stand. We just got a listener that said Depp versus Heard, no matter the outcome, Johnny Depp's reputation with the public and fans has been restored, which will mean he'll work again. They're both interesting. He basically says interesting pieces of work, but he has definitely become a fan favorite of the two. Maybe this was his plan all along. That's from a listener. I'm not saying that's something. But that's interesting. But then they're trying to kick her off Amber Heard off Aquaman. Millions. I heard there's millions of signatures being gathered to say that they don't want her back on Aquaman.
It makes me sad a little bit because, again, it's like attack the victim.
Exactly.
Or not believing women when they have the struggle. Even if she was sometimes the aggressor, the fact that she was hurt at all still makes her a victim. She may be an aggressor, a perpetrator, and also a victim.
Well, so is Johnny with
exactly.
The finger thing. And,
that's
what I'm saying.
Right.
But both of them are going to be, and like you say, on the Johnny side, is he going to lose things? That's why you kind of come down to, Todd always says, well, publicity is good or bad. And I said, no, there's sometimes bad, so publicity is not good. You can't, I don't know what they should have done. They should have come to me as the mediator, and I would have had it all worked out with them, right?
But just think of how much they could have done for people if they would have come together and said, look, some people are like water and oil. They don't mix. And that was us. And we realized that.
Right.
And we took all these steps. And, I mean, they could have made this earlier.
They could have been heroes.
Yes.
Kind of the heroes.
Yes.
Yes, I was. What things I did to Johnny Depp were bad. I should not have. I was abusive to him.
And I shouldn't have written that piece.
Right.
That was the thing.
Right.
I mean, talk about calling somebody out in a public forum. That's just.
Just think if they came kind of clean like that and said, we both need to work on and be better people. And, man, next thing they're heroes. But I don't know. Tina Newman now gets on the stand. This is a Disney executive because, don't forget, Amber Heard's trying to show even if they find there's liable, if there was slander that this op-ed was not true and it was pertaining to Johnny Depp, don't forget, they got to overcome those two things. There's more than that because he is a
malice.
Yeah, malice because he is a what? He's a
public figure.
But believe me, if this there could have, I think the malice is pretty easy to show. But the question is, what are these other people saying? Because all Amber's got to show is, look, was I in any way abused by Johnny Depp? And this is the key critical thing that I brought up a few weeks ago. Is Amber Heard's attorney's cross-examination of Johnny Depp's expert that talks about abuse and about Amber Heard's, what is it? The two things they said she was, number one, historically.
Borderline and
histrionic, yeah.
Personality disorder.
So anyway, long story short, I said to myself, when they cross-examined her and said, isn't it true that there's abuse that you've seen? Abuse is physical, yes. And can abuse also be verbal? And she said yes. So if Amber Heard shows that she was verbally abused by Johnny Depp, even if people don't believe the physical part, I think he can win in that case. I mean, she can win saying there was...
She'll defense it.
Yeah, defense it. Now, the question is, you know, out in the public... You know, public sector, what's going on? So here's Tina Newman trying to show Amber Heard is putting her up to show that Johnny Depp did not suffer any injuries to his career or suffer anything to his career because of this op-ed, because he was already having problems himself, especially when it came to Disney's the number six,
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. So she's a Disney executive. She said, I don't recall anyone saying they're not going to use Depp because of the op-ed. Now, that's kind of a weird way of saying it, but then they got on and asked her, well, was he going to do Pirates of the Caribbean 6 or not? And she said, that's above my head. So all she's saying is almost a negative. Like, I didn't hear anyone. Well, they could have, but she's not necessarily high up enough to know the inside.
So she was saying there was no gossip that hit her ears.
Doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Or no decisions made that hit her ears. Yeah, so it's above her pay grade.
Yeah,
she
to me,
make those decisions.
Yeah, to me, this wasn't an important.
It wasn't a very good witness for Amber Heard to have put up.
No. Anyway, we'll be back. We got Jessica Kovanichik, Ellen Hu, Barkin, I mean, and Miss Pennington.
Right, Ellen Barkin. Wow. All right, so more Radio Law Talks coming up, more stars, more testifying, more. Wow, what really went on there? That's coming up after we take our bottom of the hour break from many of our local stations. We'll continue in just a bit. Hold on.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There seems to be no end in sight to the rising gas prices. A new AAA survey showing the national average for a gallon of regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma, where the statewide average is $4.03 a gallon. This driver telling ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona, enough is enough.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It just keeps going up.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. the Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times to keep illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. Wall Street ending the week nearly unchanged as the Dow gained 8 points. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Boys are weird.
Are you serious?
Oh, that's dumb.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Trying to finish up on this Johnny Depp Amber Heard stuff. We're now Jessica Kovicevic, and that's Amber Heard's agent. She testified that after Aquaman, there was negative media, right? And from Johnny Depp's, and also brought in Johnny Depp's lawyer to testify, which was interesting because there are so many objections to attorney-client privilege. I was like, how the heck can they ask him stuff? Apparently there are some few things they could ask, but most of the time he's like, that's attorney-client privilege. I'm not going to reveal that. But this individual said after a response to the op-ed came out, from Johnny Depp via his lawyer, that basically said this is all false, you know, and et cetera, that Amber Heard was damaged, and she was damaged to the point where it hurt her in the Aquaman sequel coming out. And then he testified there's no issues raised by Aquaman before about no chemistry, because Aquaman saying we're going to probably do a smaller role, or did it already come out, the second one that said she didn't, but is she's doing a smaller role, Amber?
No, there's a petition circulating right now by Johnny Depp's fans that are trying to get it so that she's not going to be an Aquaman.
Right, but the thing is they've definitely already come out and said to some degree there's not very much chemistry between her and
Momoa,
and therefore it'll be a lesser, at best, a lesser role. And then she said, this lady testified that Amber lost an Amazon movie because of all this press that Johnny has, his statement. So don't forget, because she's cross-complaining, right? For what, $100 million.
$100 million.
So she's got to prove that she was harmed because of Johnny Depp's statement that this was all false, right?
Yeah, and it can't just be this kind of... If you guys have to, they actually have to get into the financials. So if you guys remember the Black China against the Kardashians and Jenners, she failed to prove her case because she did not disclose at any point her financials. So this is, if you're really going to show the proof, you've got to show the decline in the financials and some actual numbers showing that there was a decline in her income.
Right, right. So anyway, that one's that. Now here's the important one that we're talking about that we've brought up many times. We've talked about Pennington, which is her friend. We already discussed that one, so I'm going to mark that off. And we're going to talk about briefly Kate Moss. Well, let's get into Ellen Barkin in a minute. I want to really quickly get into the, why is everyone so excited about Kate Moss on the Johnny Depp side? Because apparently Kate Moss was not allowed to testify because it wasn't relevant. But the issue is Amber Heard on direct examination brought up the fact that
she opened the door.
She opened the door by talking about Kate Moss, and which Depp team saying is not true. So now Kate Moss can come and
she can act as a rebuttal witness.
Right, here's the thing, right? But she can only rebuttal as to what Amber said, right? But can she go into the other stuff that Amber didn't talk about, the Kate Moss issue of how she did this or that,
or what her relationship was with Johnny Depp, because Johnny and her were together for a really long time.
But can she go outside and redirect, as a rebuttal witness, what that specifics that Amber Heard said? The judge might not just, in other words, Kate Moss can't just come in and testify whatever she wants. Doesn't she have to be narrowly tailored to what Amber Heard said? What do you think?
In some ways, this is kind of the injustice of it. Ellen Barkin, she can actually testify as to her relationship with Johnny Depp because it's similar in nature what she's going to say, or there are some elements that may corroborate Heard's experience. But the
I've just had a big yawn. You can't see it. I pulled away. I had a big yawn. Talking about Amber Heard. I guess Cal's going, this is a yawner. You better hurry through the depth of Amber Heard stuff.
Yeah, but see, Kate Moss couldn't come in and testify, oh, my relationship was great, he was never abusive or any of that, because it's not relevant for purposes here.
Right.
But it's relevant if Amber Heard made a mention that Kate Moss had been harmed or something happened like that, and now Kate Moss comes in, she could be used as a rebuttal witness against what Amber Heard had claimed.
Ellen Barkin, tell us about her. She's an actress, right?
She's an actress that's older than Johnny Depp.
Right.
By about 10 years, I think it is.
Right.
And she had a relationship for a very short period of time. Her and Johnny Depp were in a movie called Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And they had a 3 or 4 month relationship, if you will, that Ellen called romantic, and then she changed that to sexual. So they had a sexual relationship for 3 or 4 months. Ellen testified that Johnny Depp was controlling and jealous, and she had a scratch on her back, and he thought she had had, you know, a relationship with another man, and that he had once thrown a bottle at one of his one of the people that worked for him when he got upset, when there was some kind of an argument going on, and all of these type of things, the throwing of the bottle, the jealousy, the controlling, those would corroborate what Amber Heard has said about Johnny Depp
and
their relationship.
And then he drank a lot, and then
he was also did illicit drugs. So that was basically, in my opinion, that's one of the most damaging testimony against Johnny Depp. But of course, Johnny Depp said she wanted more than a sexual relationship. She was very controlling and jealous of me, and that I broke up with her because of her behavior. So he, in the very beginning, set up the stage that he was not controlling and jealous of her.
Right.
That rather it was the opposite. So we'll have to see how that turns out.
Well, that's all we're bringing forth today on Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Hold on to next week. We want to talk about
I just want to say the objections.
Yeah.
The objections by Johnny Depp's attorney were very, very good. She was quick. She was short. She was concise. And everybody got a kick out of the hearsay objections. And I myself got a kick out of the objections of leading the witness, where she where Amber Heard's attorney would like try to introduce the new subject and lead Amber Heard there. And that was something that would happen very much in about 15 minutes of objections, and all of them were sustained, which means that it was an improper question.
The judges get mad, though,
yes.
Probably by that time, saying,
yes.
In other words, knock it off. And I hate to say that the jury, it hurts. The jury's thinking, what are you doing? Why are you trying to cheat? You know, you don't want the jury to think you're trying to cheat, and that's what's going on.
Anyway.
But guess what? Let's end it. Let's go. We're not talking about it anymore. Talk about Happy the Elephant, Quest for Personhood. Yes, Happy the Elephant is trying to become a person. And the New York's top court is going to hear Happy the Elephant's attempting to bid to become a person and under the law. And if they become a person under the law, then this nonprofit, non-human rights project that, by the way, brings a lot of these suits to make animals, things, become personhood so they can sue and get damages and or, in this case, to be released from the zoo and that they have held him improperly for the past 30 years, right?
Yes, because under our Constitution, persons have fundamental rights, correct? Persons, so what he's trying to do is get his legal rights, and what this suit is for is to try to gain legal rights for animals, and there's also going to be other suits. There's been, do you remember the lawsuit that was, I think it was a monkey or a gorilla?
Yes, yeah. The picture.
And so they were trying to get protection for that primate, and anyway.
Dolphins, they brought lawsuits for behalf of dolphins, but now it's the elephant because they want him busted out of jail. They want to bust him out of the zoo, right? But anyway, it's going to the Supreme Court or the top court of New York is going to hear the case, and believe me, we're going to find out about this. I guess some other, they've also tried, you know, to argue that plants also are a species and can possibly have rights.
Even environmental things like lakes and rivers.
Right. They're trying to get them. There's actually a number of states. In this case, this is a Florida case. The one that they're talking about, local bodies of water have rights also. Guess what? They have what's called the 2020 of June Clean Waterways Act that, quote, preempts local government from granting legal rights to nature. Believe it or not, we have to now write into our rules and regulations that an animal is not a person and stuff like that. So, and Idaho has done the same thing. So we're going to follow this to see. I like animals, but I love little elephants. They're cute, but the question is, do they have rights? When we come back, we're going to talk about a lot more, including the parents suing their son and daughter-in-law. We'll be back.
More Radio Law Talk coming up. Do animals have rights? Can they go to the lawyer and say, I want to file a suit? Maybe that would be helpful if they could, or other people want to intervene on their behalf. Lots of great topics still to be discussed right here on Radio Law Talk, on your radio and on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes.
I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A group.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, myself, Frederick Penny, and our producer, Cal Hunter. You know what? Cal and I are grandparents, aren't we?
Oh yeah. You guys are grandparents 10 times over.
Well, 20 times. And, yeah, like, but who's counting? And two great-grandkids and two more on the way, which is like super exciting. Cal. Super exciting. Wow. Yeah.
That's great. Well, you know what? I don't have any grandkids, and I've been trying to figure out a way to maybe nudge my children so that I can have grandchildren.
Kind of primary proverbial grandchild, you know, making it into production there somehow.
Well, I know the way. Sue them. Just sue them. Isn't that right, Denise?
Yes.
What happened in India, Denise?
We have two parents from India that are suing their son and their daughter-in-law for $675,000 unless they give them a grandchild within the next year.
Wow.
Well, that's not unreasonable.
Just give the money to the kids and let them pay for the grandchild, right?
Yeah. Well, what's so bad about that? Well, what is their argument? This is their argument. Their son's a pilot and has been married for over 6 years, and it's very emotional and sensitive issue for them, and has caused them stress because they want a grandchild, and they spent their lifelong earnings and their life raising this son, putting him through his education, making him successful. And what does he do but just stiff them when it comes to giving them a grandson or granddaughter?
You just can't do that, as Denise would tell you, right, Denise?
Cost them $47,300 to put them through flight school. And at their age, and they're getting older, they need a grandchild. And they think, look, it's not about them. It's about them needing their grandchild.
Not about them. That's why we're suing. Yeah, it's not about
us. And then to top it off, the dad argues, we're the one that got him married. We're the one that, you know, got this set up. And, you know, it's been 6 years. It's time for us to get a grandson or a granddaughter.
Maybe he and his wife in a prearranged marriage, maybe they don't, you know, get along as well as the parents thought they would have or something like that.
This is a quote. He said, we're not getting love and affection from where we want it the most. I feel unlucky. So that's a good argument. So I'm sure that the son and the daughter-in-law are saying, we better, mom and dad are suing us, we better have a child. That's what we're going to have to do.
All right. Back to work.
Back to work. That's what mom and dad say.
I think they took the wrong approach. They should have sued their son to return the monies that they paid for him being a pilot. And then they could have settled it on the grounds that they have a grandchild.
But did they have an agreement with him that said, we put you through pilot school, and in exchange, you marry, and we get a grandchild?
Well, here's the best part. On behalf of the son and the daughter-in-law, all right. We had a grandchild. You're not seeing them now.
Ooh, that's something they could do.
Can they do that? So I guess, again, this is in India, so the laws may be a little different. I think, do they still have prearranged marriages in India? So this may have been a prearranged thing, and they were bamboozled and tricked into not getting grandkids. And
I mean, they said they caused for them to get married. That would indicate to me that they were part of the marriage arrangement process.
Might have been.
But don't you get, if you arrange those marriages, don't you like get a dowry or something from the other family?
Yeah, they do.
They already got paid. They don't need grandkids. They got money from the other family.
I don't know, but I never knew you could sue for a grandkid.
But, yeah, I like that.
You know, sometimes the nice thing, I know you can give grandkids back, but I didn't know you could sue for them. Sometimes you just want to say, you know, that he's poopy. Here he is.
Yep.
He was really fun to play with.
Take him home.
He's really fun to play with.
He's in a bad mood.
He needs a nap.
No, not poopy as in like his diaper is. That's what I'm saying.
Right. He needs food. He needs diaper change.
Your turn. Yeah. I had a lot of fun and played with my little grandson and granddaughter. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I used him and I abused him. I made him do all these kitty bumps.
Yes.
And here you go. You can have them back now. They're exhausted.
They are good for kitty bumps. 855 Law Radio. Do you?
Stop.
Do you want to sue your son or son-in-law or daughter and daughter-in-law because they're not giving you grandkids? Do you want to do that? Let us know at 855 Law Radio. 855-529-7234. Yeah, you can tell us that. Yeah, you're going to bring a lawsuit. I wouldn't that be great? Someone calls a lawyer and leaves a message. Yeah, I like to bring a lawsuit against my kids because they're not bringing me grandkids. Okay, let me call you right back. Well, as the kitty bump says, you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Exactly, right?
All right,
NASCAR.
Yeah.
I'll take your case.
Speaking of calls, Fred, very quickly, very, very quickly,
sure.
We got a call from in Delaware today. Hello, listeners in Delaware.
Is that a state?
No, it's by Rhode Island. It's a separate nation.
Yes,
anyway.
I think the Delaware caller called in to remind our Denise where the states are back in the East Coast.
He said that a code enforcement officer came on his property without a warrant, without his permission, just came on his property, lifted up some tarps, took some pictures of cars he had there and stuff. And he said, can people, just code enforcement people under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, is that an unreasonable search or seizure? Can they actually come on your property and take your pictures and document what they want to do?
After lifting up the... I mean, can they take a picture from a distance?
Well, from public property, they can, sure.
Yeah. But the question is, if they're lifting stuff up and looking at it, taking pictures, that could be an issue.
That would be a question for Todd, but
that's
my
exactly
instinct
right.
is
well, we don't give
that
legal
it
advice.
Could be a
we
Fourth Amendment
right.
issue. So talk to a very good constitutional law attorney
right.
in your
in
area.
Delaware. That's exactly right. No, the question is, them walking on, in California, generally, is there an exigent or emergency situation for them to come on without a warrant, right?
Yeah, a fire.
Something emergency. That's the general, these are general things you look at, right? And I'm not saying every state's different. So that's why you get a local attorney, but it was an emergency situation where they just get to walk on under the Delaware law. I don't know that, but it does sound bizarre that they just come in and walk on your property and take pictures.
Yeah, and he indicated
lifting,
it was
lifting.
Yeah, some kind of county interpretation. I don't know about that. It seems like a broader issue than that in general. So it'll be interesting to hear what he finds out. I asked him to let me know when he found out, because we're not going to give him,
Delaware, I tell you, we can't give legal advice, but that's why Delaware, go get yourself an attorney, and they'll probably be able to let you know. I'd say a criminal attorney would know a lot, or a property rights attorney, but there's, those criminal lawyers are pretty bright when it comes down to knowing what government officials can or can't do and coming on your property.
Well, it falls under the purview, yeah. But anyway, caller, thank you very much for calling.
NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. Look, I've followed Kurt and Kyle Busch forever. They're very well-known, famous NASCAR drivers, the brothers. And this is Kurt Busch, the older brother, very successful and financially, well-to-do individuals. He met his wife. She was supposedly a spokesperson for, which is interesting, the United States Polo Association. Is that like,
she was actually a professional polo player as well as being like ambassador for their brand.
You know, like the Prince guy that come over from England, he plays in a polo league in Los Angeles apparently. So,
so it's not water polo, it's just like normal polo.
Horsey polo.
Yeah.
Wow, that's ritzy.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So what's happening?
She has filed for divorce in Florida. And she has said that their marriage is irretrievably broken. But she also says that her husband had committed a tortious act. And, you know, your firm does lawsuits about torts, right?
Right.
And I can't in my head see what tortious act would cause her to file for divorce.
Stole a horse.
Well, I don't know. And not only that, it's Florida law. We don't know what the Florida law is, but it's interesting what's a tortious act in marriage, right?
Exactly. I mean, I was curious as to what that was.
What is a tort, or what does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
A tort is like a wrong, for lack of a better description, just to keep it really short. A tort is where somebody does a wrong to somebody else, and it is actionable. You can file suit, you can get damages, you know, that type of stuff. Like negligence could be a tort,
yeah,
right?
Like a he done me wrong thing.
Right, or somebody does an assault against somebody and causes damage. That's a tort. It can also be a crime, but it's also civil. And it's those type of wrongs that are called torts.
So this step thing is mostly a tort case, would you say?
I don't know.
I want to find out. I may have to follow up with this and find out what's going on. They've only been married since 2017.
Yeah, well.
So it's not a real long-term marriage, but
yeah, go look up in the Florida Bar Journal. Are tort claims compulsory in a dissolution of marriage action? And there's a whole article on it. So there you go. You can find it on the Internet. We'll be back after this.
The final hour of Radio Law Talk is coming up, and we'll start at 6 minutes after. And if your radio station you're listening to doesn't carry all of Radio Law Talk, you can slip right over to RadioLawTalk.com and listen live, or you can download any of our past shows on a podcast format, listen at your convenience, and that's all free. And it's all on Radio Law Talk right now, and we'll be back in a bit.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.